You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam,
Nisiaya, and the Siakuya to lead in Homasquema Stale. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. Okay. Yes, classes have officially ended, and I hope everyone had a successful semester this year. Year, I guess. For any of you guys who are taking summer school, good luck, guys, but I'm sure summer school starts in about a month. So during that month, I hope everyone can relax and kind of give yourself a treat or two. Maybe, you know, everyone has probably been grinding really, really hard. And I'm sure finals are coming soon. So good luck with those as well. And yeah. This has been a very exciting year for me, and I hope it was for everyone else as well. Okay, I guess we can get started. Today, I'm not going to be discussing a movie or a script. I'm more so going to be reflecting back on my year, my second year, because for me, this is basically my end point of my second year since I'm not taking any summer courses. I decided not to this year, and I'm probably going to use my summer in different areas. So I do have one more paper to write, which I'm like two-thirds done. But other than that, I am going to be officially finished my second year at UBC studying English literature, and I'm probably going to be minoring in creative writing. Okay, the weather today, you know, I always want to start off with the weather because, you know, the weather really has a big influence on me, and I'm pretty sure it has a pretty big influence on other people as well. It either makes or breaks my day sometimes. That's how much the weather impacts me. It's a bit cloudy. There is a bit of wind. It's a bit chilly outside, but overall, hey, at least it's not raining because it has been pouring for the past couple days, and that has not been fun at all. But I hope, you know, it gets sunnier soon. I think it's raining tomorrow or maybe a couple rains toward, you know, I think this week. But in general, I think it's going to be okay. I feel like April is the time where there is a lot of rain. But what can we do? You know, summer's coming, so I guess accepting some rain wouldn't be too bad until it gets devastatingly hot. But yeah. Like I said, I'm going to be reflecting back on my year, some highlights, and some things that I've learned, and what I'm looking forward to, and I'm going to be giving you guys some plans of what I'm going to be doing this summer. Okay, before we get started, I do want to, it's not really an announcement, but I do want to talk about CITR since it has been a very big part of my life. So, you know, recently I have been doing my shows. I have been participating in a lot of events. And I would have to say, while I'm talking about the highlight of my year, CITR is definitely in that list. You know, I've learned a lot. I've met a lot of amazing people. And, you know, if anyone's listening right now, you know, CITR is the radio broadcasting system at UBC. It's in the Nest, and please just come by. You know, we do tours every day at noon. We do trainings to help you guys either start a show live like me. And, you know, aside from that, you could participate in Discorder Magazine, which is the magazine that we publish, you know, news from. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunities that are open for anyone in diverse backgrounds. So whatever you're interested in, whether it's writing or spoken word or, you know, even just like going to events and just having fun, CITR is a perfect place for you. You know, we do three main events every year. Victory Square Block Party, which is going to be happening on September, I believe. Shindig, which is a battle of bands where 16 bands play and they verse each other and there's a winner. It goes on for a couple weeks, which happens towards the end of the year. And of course, Fun Drive, which happened in the beginning of the year. And, you know, there's a lot of events you can attend. You could volunteer in many, many different ways. And I think it's a great place to just, you know, meet new people, you know, form some friendships and learn a lot of stuff, whether it's, you know, learning how to make a show or writing in a magazine or, you know, even hosting, you know, emceeing. You know, I had an amazing time emceeing at, you know, the events at CITR, and that really, really helped me with, you know, public speaking and just engaging with the audience. And I don't think there's any other way to learn how to do that than to, you know, actually do it. And, you know, having that actual experience. And, you know, we're all here to help. And we're very open with whatever ideas that you have. So please don't be shy. Just come on down to CITR. Maybe take a tour, just see what it's like, see what we have to offer, and, you know, see what fits for you, and you can just get right onto it. You know, and we're pretty flexible with the time as well. If you were to start a show, you don't need to, you know, do it every week. I believe you can do it bi-weekly. And if you have an idea, you can just pitch it, and once you do the trainings, you will be where I am today. So yeah, and also the 85th anniversary of CITR is coming up. So I believe there are going to be a couple of events going on in May. So please stay tuned. And we will be having some more fun things going on. I am not quite sure what we're going to be doing, but I'm sure there's going to be some bands playing, and some fun activities that will be going on. All right. Before we kind of get into the meaty portion, as I always say, I'm just going to go through some ads and some PSAs, and we will be right back at it. Here we go.
Students of UBC, join us. Join the SSN, a collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. ssn@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which includes stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
February 24th marks 1 year since Russian full-scale war against Ukraine and 9 years of Ukrainian resistance against Russian invasion and imperialism. 1 year full of unimaginable horror and extreme resiliency. We at the Ukrainian Student Union at the University of British Columbia would like you to remind that the war is not over. Ukrainians are still suffering. Please consider donating to the government organization United 24, launched by the President of Ukraine, as the main venue for collecting donations to cover the most pressing needs. Visit u24.gov.ua for more details. Glory to Ukraine!
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back. That was very nice. I mean, all of the show promos and PSAs and ads we have are very, very wonderful. But I think this was my first time listening to the jazz show promo, and I really like the ending. You know, I love the music that comes out in. Which I bring to my next point. If you join CITR, you can have the opportunity to make your own PSA and your own ad. And if you create a show, you can create your own show promo. You know, there are so many things that you can do. And don't fear about your lack of experience, because guess what? We teach you all of these stuff. If you want to start your own show, or if you want to learn how to go on air, or if you want to learn how to, you know, make a PSA or an ad, we're here to help you. We can make you, we could help you, you know, make your own ads and PSAs and follow you along the steps on how to make these. So there's absolutely no worry about lack of experience. I mean, I started Leaning with Jeff last year, probably the beginning of my second year, but I've been planning it for a couple months before that. And I had zero experience on going on air or, you know, like any technical stuff that can be involved. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And even after the trainings that are required to start your own show, I'd have to say, honestly, I only remember like half of it. So, you know, if that happens, that's okay. You can ask for help. If you want to start your own show and you're not sure how to maybe use the boards, or you just want to have someone monitor how you're doing, you know, you could either ask me, or you could ask, you know, anyone at the station that knows how to use the board, and I'm sure they'll be happy to help. So don't worry about that at all. All you need to do is just be present and just engage in whatever you're interested in, and that is all we ask for. All right, let's move on to summer. You know, I'd have to say summer is my favorite season in the year, because, you know, you get to go outside and do some fun activities. And I don't know, it's just the overall vibe of summer just, you know, roars out excitement and, you know, just fun. However, I am a bit worried that it might get too hot, just like how it did last year or the year before that. Because if it gets too hot, it does get a bit annoying, you know. My house in particular does not have AC, and we live on the second floor. So it can be a living hell, honestly. You know, it's like 36 degrees in the house, so we can't stay in the house. We have to retreat to a nearby mall or, you know, some other cool place that has AC, and that is not a fun thing to do, you know, staying outside all day, you know, that's pretty exhausting. However, you know, most part of summer is exciting. You know, you get to go to, you know, water parks or, you know, swimming pools, or for me in particular, I went golfing a lot. You know, since my brother is a professional golfer, I did golf basically most of my summers so far. And I love it. You know, I miss golfing. I haven't golfed in close to a year, honestly. You know, once this school year started, I haven't been able to golf or go to the range or do anything like that. So I really miss it. So that is one of my plans for the summer, is to go golfing, you know, go out to the field and hit some balls. But here's another worry. I do have pretty bad seasonal allergies, so that is not fun as well. It's almost like I'm giving you a good thing and a bad thing to kind of, you know, equal out the pros and cons. But yeah, seasonal allergies are not fun at all. I do take medication for it, but for some reason, it's not working that well. And I heard from a friend that the reason why allergies are getting worse and worse every year is because there's just more pollen that's being created by the trees. And, you know, it makes sense. You know, pollen can be a good thing, but, you know, like everyone says, anything that's just too much is always going to be bad. So as much as we need pollen in our world, it really, really irritates me. And, you know, I can't even count how many sneezes I'd have to go through, and just disgusting, you know, itches in my eyes. And it's just terrible. But, you know, what can we do? I got to get through that, you know? But yes, golfing is one thing that I want to do a bit more during the summer. And, you know, I want to focus a bit more on poetry and some movie scripts as well. You know, those topics are a bit more time consuming compared to movie reviews, since I do need to dig deeper and analyze the piece that I will be discussing. However, I do want to say I'm not an expert at any of this at all. I'm just interpreting this the way I interpret it. Just like how when I review movies, I pull out ideas that I develop while watching the movie. So none of what I say is false or even, you know, true. So, you know, just listen to what it's like. And I'm just trying to encourage other people to think about you know, their own ideas and what kind of things that they developed while either watching a movie or reading a book or reading a poem. But yes, I do want to focus on a bit of that aspect of my show, since it is part of, you know, the concept that I'm going with. And I will be interviewing some people because I do love talking with people and I want to learn about what, you know, their views are in regards to anything. You know, it could be in life, it could be in interest, it can be in their own philosophy, anything like that. I'm totally open to and I'm totally interested in. So I want to conduct a bit more interviews. I guess the purpose is, you know, personally, I just love listening to other people's perspective, and it helps me broaden my views on how I see people and how I understand people. And I think overall, talking to, you know, people gives you, you know, only benefits for me at least. I don't think I can draw any cons from, you know, engaging in a conversation with someone and really getting to know who they are. But yeah, I want to conduct some more interviews. And I guess in an audience perspective, the purpose of why I want to conduct interviews is to give people a sense of how, you know, everyone is like. You know, not everyone is the same. Not everyone you see around or talk to are like that, you know. For me, for example, I always thought, you know, since the friends that I have, most of them, you know, either have like plans that they want to, you know, or goals that they want to achieve, or this long-term list that they make. And whenever I listen to that, I genuinely feel, you know, happy for them. But then again, I feel this sense of, I guess, guilt or maybe a little ashamed that I don't have that kind of plan in front of me. And I don't want anyone to feel that way. You know, I truly believe that everyone has their own way. And, you know, it will come to you one day. And by talking to a lot of people and discussing about these kind of things, you'll soon realize that there are a lot of people that are on the same boat as you are. And there are also a lot of people that aren't on the same boat as you are. So, you know, have some hope. And by listening to these interviews, you can kind of, you know, have fun, you know, listen to what people are thinking. Maybe you could develop your own ideas, or maybe use people's suggestions to, you know, to build yourself up, you know. So I think it goes good in both ways. And that is why I want to conduct interviews with, you know, bands. Or sorry, not bands. Well, it could be bands, you know, bands, professors, students, or any other people. I don't really mind. But yeah, that is my goal for the summer. Two goals. All right. What have I learned through the semester? Okay, I need to take this back a bit. When I was in year one, I didn't have the best time, to be honest. I was struggling with my classes. I was, you know, not really, you know, fully engaged in what I was learning. And although the content was interesting, I think I just didn't have anything to, I didn't really have anything that really drove me. And that was a point in my life where I was that was the point where I was kind of finding what I wanted to do and what my interests were, although I had a very, you know, broad sense of what I liked. But, you know, first year went around, it went pretty decent. And then towards the end of it, I really started to get engaged in CITR, which basically changed my whole university life. It gave me something to look forward to, and I've mentioned this in my speech at the AGM election, but, you know, every word I said at the election was completely true. I really meant what I said of how CITR did give me something to look forward to, and it helped me develop my passion and my interests, and it really helped me discover who I am as a person, what I like, and what kinds of things that I want to achieve. And through CITR, I was able to implement these things that I was learning, whether it was, you know, learning how to be okay with not knowing for sure what you're doing or where you are or why are you even doing it, and kind of molding my mindset of like, okay, that's okay. You know, I'll go to, you know, classes and be like, okay, it's okay. You know, I'll just try my best and just see how it goes and try to find the good in the things that I'm doing. And it worked tremendously. You know, I started to do much better both in school and CITR. I met so many new people, and I started to go to events. As I mentioned, I emceed at those events. I learned how to connect with the audience, how to public speak a bit better. Although I'm still practicing and I'm still developing in that area, but you know, it gave me a chance to kind of explore different areas and not be afraid of, you know, failing or doing poorly. You know, it was just doing it that mattered, and I loved it. You know, every single event that I went to, everything that I participated in, whether it was CITR or even school events, you know, I loved it. And through that, I started to learn to be open and not stress out too much about, you know, finding a reason or just having a sense of purpose. You know, if you just like it, then just do it. You know, I think that's one of the things that I learned throughout the semester. If you find something interesting and if you find it fun and you like it, just do it. You know, there's nothing bad that can happen from just doing something that you think is good. You know, and who knows? You know, it could turn out even better. Like me, I had no idea that I would ever start a radio show in my whole entire life. I always knew that I wanted to do something related to spoken word, but I had zero predictions that I would ever be on air live. You know, this is just something that's so bizarre to me, and I'm so glad I found out. And I think the more you put yourself out there, the more opportunities that you'll be open to and the more things that you can do. And I think that's just, isn't that fun? That's just so fun, you know, going out and exploring and just seeing what's right for you. And through that, you learn and you discover who you are and what things that you are interested in, and you just keep going. So yeah, whenever I listen to those motivational speeches, I would always hear, don't be afraid to fail. And I never understood that. I'm like, no, like failing, it could be detrimental. And, you know, sometimes that's it. But I think I understand that now. You know, I think the more you're afraid, the more it'll prevent you from doing it. And if you don't do it, who knows if you're going to succeed or fail, you know? So the best thing you can do is do it. Just do it. So see how it is. See how it's going to go, whether you fail or succeed or whatever. I guarantee that you will get something out of it. And trust me on this one, I was pretty stubborn about this, and I know now. And I promise you, do what you think that will make you happy, and just see if it will, if it will not, you know. At least you'll know, and that is what matters. Okay, I went on a pretty big rant about, you know, this general idea of, you know, don't be afraid to fail and all that stuff. But that's true. That's really what I've learned throughout the semester and throughout the year. And it's going to help me throughout my whole life. And I'm glad that I was able to learn this and keep moving forward. Highlights of the semester, CITR events. Obviously, they were amazing. Out of all the events, I would have to say my favorite was Victory Square. Although there was a pretty big scene there that happened last year, but I loved Victory Square. Victory Square was the first event that I ever went to and the first time I ever emceed. And it was so fun. I loved it. You know, I loved listening to the bands. I loved looking at the crowd and just seeing people sit down and just listening to music. And I just loved, I just love that scene where just everyone can sit down and enjoy some music. And, you know, if you had to leave, you're free to leave. If you want to come, it was open for everybody. And I love that. And I got the chance to meet so many people, whether they're from CITR or just like random people. And it was really, really fun. Since, you know, we're doing this event at Victory Square, which is, I don't really know how to say this. It's just a place in Vancouver. Oh my God, that's so broad. But so it's like open, you know, anyone that's just walking around Vancouver can just come along and just sit down, you know, at like that little field that we have and just enjoy it. And I love it. I think that event was what triggered me to continue to involve at CITR. And I knew about the community and how, and what it could possibly, you know, bring out. And I loved it. I don't know how to put it into words. I don't know if I'm doing this right. It's just, all I'm saying is I love it. I love it. And I don't know if I'm giving enough context. But as I said, if I'm saying this, you got to try it out. It's really amazing. You know, all the events are great. You know, you don't need to attend all the events, but it's there. And when you do attend, it's going to be amazing. So CITR events have been a huge highlight in my semester. And I hope to continue to be with CITR and Discorder Magazine for as long as possible, because, you know, it's going to be amazing. And guess what? We elected a new president and vice president, and we're going to be electing, hiring some new student execs. So whoever wants to be a student exec at CITR, come on down to CITR and just apply for it and see what goes on. It's really great, you know. I think one of the things that I really loved about being part of student exec is the weekly meetings. You know, I don't know if the other student execs agree with this, but I love the weekly meetings. And I am pretty quiet in the meetings, but I secretly really love it because I get to sit down with everyone, you know, there. And we would do this thing called Rose Thorn Butt. I think that's what it's called. And I didn't know what that was until I started. I thought it was Rose Thorn Butt. But it's bud, I think. So it's like, you know, you discuss what something good happened to you recently, and then what something bad happened, and then what you're looking forward to. I think those are the three ones. And I love doing that. I loved hearing other people's thing, you know, good things and bad things. And I just loved it. I don't know. It was just so fun. I loved it. I mean, I didn't really contribute as much, but I kind of love that hour a week that we always had to just discuss about, you know, whether it was events or like anything like that. So if I become a student exec this year, which I will definitely be applying, I hope that these weekly meetings will happen, because I mean, they probably are, but you know, I love it. So I hope that goes well for me. And I hope other people can come on and join our student exec, our wonderful, wonderful student exec. And yeah, I think that's it about the CITR highlights and what I love about CITR. Wow, that was a pretty big discussion. All right, let's wrap up this talk before we get into the fun facts with I guess I already covered this a little bit, but what I'm looking forward to, and I think I want to expand on this in the like the later future. I think I'm really looking forward to meeting new people and talking with new people. And I was never a person who would go up to people, introduce myself and talk to people and, you know, start a conversation. And by starting university and by joining CITR, I became way more comfortable with, you know, saying hi and, you know, how are you, you know, what's up, you know, all those kind of short talks. And I think that was one of the most valuable and most useful and the most grateful thing that I ever learned and really practiced on, because it really goes a long way. And I think all the people that I met are all amazing. They all have a lot of things to offer. They have great personalities. They're very open. And I think that's what I want to do. I want to continue to meet some new people, whether it's on campus or off campus, and just discuss about what's going on in their life, what, you know, their views are, and all those type of stuff. I'm basically repeating myself, but, you know, that's one thing that I really value. I really want to learn more about people. And another good thing about joining CITR is you get to meet people in a variety of backgrounds, you know, with you know, different jobs. And it really opens your eyes to what's out there. And I'm sure that's not even a half of it. And guess what? That gave me a lot of perspectives on what's open to me out there, and I don't want to miss it. So I'll try my best in the future to really open my eyes even wider and expand on, you know, knowing people and, you know, building these connections. All right. For most of you who basically come to my show just for the fun facts, well, here we go. We are going to be going through some fun facts, and I hope you like them. By the way, I don't write down all the fun facts that I speak about that specific episode. So if you ever do hear some repetitive fun facts, feel free to call 604-822-2487 and let me know, you know, call me out or something like that. I don't know, you know. All right, here we go. It is impossible for most people to lick their own elbow. Okay, this one's a pretty commonly known fact, and it's a very good fun fact because you can actually try it out and it's harmless, you know, just try it out and just see if it works. You probably can do it. So, starting off with an easy one. All right, next one. A crocodile cannot stick its tongue out. For anyone who has seen a crocodile open its mouth, the tongue is very thick, I'm pretty sure. And I feel like it's almost connected to the bottom of their mouth. I'm not really sure, but maybe they can't stick their tongue out because the length of it just doesn't work out. Maybe it's just... that's just how it is. Okay, yeah. A shrimp's... oh, I probably said this one. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky. That is weird. Huh. It's... why can't they... well, I guess it's because they can't move their head up. So that's the reason why they can't do it. All right. In the course of an average lifetime, while sleeping, you might eat around 70 assorted insects and 10 spiders or more. Okay, I've listened to this when I was in high school about how when you're sleeping, these weird insects would crawl into your nose and you will eventually eat them. And that is not cool. But guess what? We don't know when they're doing it and we don't feel that they're doing it, so who cares? I guess you can just erase that from your memory. All right, next one. Wearing headphones for just an hour could increase the bacteria in your ear by 700 times. Okay, this one's a really valuable fun fact because, you know, we all have headphones or earbuds or anything like that. So wearing that for a long period of time can be bad, because it creates a lot of bacteria. I wonder if there's any way to, like, clean your ear without damaging it. Because, you know, I believe, like, Q-tips are not a very good option. But yeah, it's an interesting one. All right, let's go to another one. Rubber bands last longer when refrigerated. Oh, that's weird. rubber bands last long. Huh, I feel like if you were to put a rubber band in a refrigerator, that would stiffen up the rubber band, but I guess it makes it last longer. That's interesting. A shark is the only known fish that can blink with both eyes. I don't even know how they got this fact. That's pretty interesting. And I don't even know. They can blink with both eyes. Huh. Sharks' eyes look pretty scary, though, because I believe that sharks don't have a very good sense of sight. So they use their scent. But, you know, their eyes are pretty scary to look at. All right. There are only four words in the English language which end in dus. D-O-U-S. Dus. Tremendous, horrendous, stupendous, and hazardous. Really? I feel like I can find a couple more. If anyone does end up finding any, call the number 604-822-2487 and let me know. And I guess this can be removed from the fun facts. All right. Tigers have striped skin, not just striped fur. Okay. This reminds me of how polar bears, I'm pretty sure, have black skin, but white fur. And the white fur is intended to help them camouflage in the environment that they live in to catch animals. All right, maybe we can do a couple more and end this episode a bit early. But yeah, let's go through maybe like three more. In many advertisements, the time displayed on a watch is 10:10. Wow, that's so interesting. I wonder why. It's like that default time that they all decide on. Huh. All right. Most people fall asleep in 7 minutes. That is very short, and I beg to differ, you know? I think I personally take maybe more than 7 minutes, depending on how tired I am. But I guess if you're just tired, you just fall asleep within like 5 minutes or even less. All right, the one thing I do want to do before I end the episode is I do want to turn on a song. And this song came out in the movie... I forgot the name of the movie. It's the one with Matthew McConaughey. Wow, that is broad. There are so many movies with Matthew McConaughey. But as soon as this song ends, I will do a closing statement and I'll let you guys know what movie this came out in. But here we go. This is a song from Queen called Crazy Little Thing Called Love. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Raise
All right. That was Crazy Little Thing Called Love by Queen. And yes, the movie is called Failure to Launch. And it's a very good rom-com movie. So for any of you guys who are a fan of rom-coms, go ahead and watch the movie. It's absolutely amazing. But yes, that is it for my show today. I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day. And good luck with everyone's finals. You guys got this. Any, you know, essays or papers that you guys need to do, good luck, good luck. You can do it. You know, I have faith in you guys and I believe in you. So I hope everyone ends the semester in a positive note, and I will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.